Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF. I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.C.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. This week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive features music by English composers, including the St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst, John Dewart's folk music-inspired piece for guitar and orchestra titled A Tudor Fantasy, and Sir Lennox Barclay's Sonatina, and also a new guitar concerto by British film composer Oliver Davis. We'll start with music from the time of Shakespeare and Queen Elizabeth I. Marco Sartor performs Sir John Smith's Almain by John Dowland. Marco Sartor opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music by English composers with Sir John Smith's Almain by John Dowland. British guitarist and lutenist Julian Bream commissioned new music for the guitar by many of the leading English composers of his day, including this next piece. We'll hear him performing the first and final movements of the Sonatina by Sir Lennox Barclay. Thank you. performing music dedicated to him by Lennox Barkley, the first and final movements of his sonatina. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring music by English composers this week. John Dewar was a prolific British guitarist and composer who wrote over 150 pieces for guitar, including this next piece based on English folk music titled A Tudor Fantasy, Opus 50. It's performed by guitarist Antonio De Innocentis with the Belfort Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Gianluigi Zampieri.
Thank you.